Welcome to a time of hope with highlights of our services last Sunday. Our services last Sunday were led by Reverend Damian Lake, Associate Conference Minister of the Missouri Mid-South Conference of the United Church of Christ. He was here for the special occasion of confirming five of our now newest members. We also would invite you to join us for our Easter service this morning at 10:30. There'll be a special anthem by the senior choir. Reverend Lena Eddy will be leading our worship, and we'd certainly be tickled if you celebrated Easter with us as we worship the risen Lord and Savior.
Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us sing number 187, Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna.
Our children's time.
Good morning, friends. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Today is kind of an exciting day at church. Do you know why?
It's Palm Sunday.
It's Palm Sunday and it's confirmation. So you see all the big kids there on the front row in white? They get to join the church today. So we get to celebrate two things. Okay, I'm going to read you guys a little story. Okay. Jerusalem was packed. It was the week of the Passover festival, and everyone had gathered to celebrate. It was also time for Jesus to start the last stage of his earthly life. Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a humble what?
Donkey.
Yes. Some of his followers threw their cloaks or large palm leaves on the dusty ground before him, and he was met with an enormous crowd. For many had heard of the miracles he had performed. The religious leaders might fear and hate Jesus, but many of the people truly saw him as their king, and they tried to give him a king's welcome. His followers cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." But Jesus was sad, for he knew that in a very short time, these people cheering him would turn against him. We have a very busy week this week, right? A lot is going to happen this week, right? We're going to have Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. And then what is going to happen next Sunday? What will we celebrate?
Easter.
Easter, right? Jesus rising from the dead, right? For us. All right, let's fold our hands and have a prayer. Thank you, God, for sending us your Son, Jesus, to save us all from our sins. Please be with us this week as we prepare for Easter. In your name we pray, amen.
Our children's choir sings Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Danf reads our morning scriptures, followed by Reverend Lake's sermon, We Are But Humble Servants.
Let us join together in the prayer for illumination. Loving Creator, we ask that you open our hearts to receive your message this day. We ask that you open our ears to hear the scriptures and allow our minds to understand them in more profound ways. Amen. Our first lesson today comes from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2, and then continuing through verses 19 through 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Continue with verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, and the righteous shall enter through it. I thank thee that thou hast answered me and hast become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech thee. Give us success. Blessed be he who enters in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will give thanks to thee. Thou art my God, I will extol thee. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The gospel lesson comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. And when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on an ass, and on a colt, the foal of an ass. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the ass and the colt and put their garments on them, and he sat thereon. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road, and the others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? And the crowd said, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. Here ends the gospel lesson.
Well, good morning. It is indeed a great day, and it is good to be with you all. I bring you greetings from not only myself, but from the rest of our conference staff. It is always a pleasure to be with one of our 132 congregations across the Missouri Mid-South Conference. As I always say, when I get an invitation to come, it's great to be with you in worship, but it is even a bigger honor to be here and be asked to preach. You may ask me to preach once, but you may not ask me to come and preach again. Sorry, Jim, but it is indeed my pleasure to be here. And I am honored to also be here on behalf of the confirmation class of 2026. Will you join me in a moment of prayer? Holy One, we ask today that the words from my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they may be pleasing to you as our rock and as our salvation. Amen. It is indeed a big day for the church as a whole. It is this day, Palm Sunday, that is celebrated across the world in many different congregations. Congregations all over the world come in procession and lay down palms. They come celebrating this wonderful day. We know that we are united in this Palm Sunday. We are united as one church in many different ways. It is also a big day here in California United Church of Christ, as it is for our confirmands, for Lena and Megan and Royce and Logan and Meredith, and your family and friends. It is a big day to celebrate your confirmation. And I may not know you well, but I know you a little bit, and I am honored. I'm honored to be here. It is also a big day in the gospel, according to Matthew. It is a day of celebration, but it is an ordinary day when we first catch up in the story. And that is where I want to begin my sermon today. You see, I am always at awe at how God is always at work in our lives, always doing something new. One of the confirmands, when we met this week, we were talking on Zoom, and that modern technology, thankfully, connected me with you all this week. But prior to that, I was actually reading your statements of faith. And as I was reading the statements of faith, I was amazed by your stories. I was deeply touched by these confirmands. And if you didn't get to read their statements of faith, I'm going to encourage you to ask them about that after service. Sorry, you get to be put on the spotlight today. But it is important that you hear what they believe. They are not the future of your church. They are your church. And it's important that when I read these statements of faith, there were just a couple of them. They all meant something to me, but there were a couple of things that stood out. One of you, and I'm not going to name names because that's even more embarrassing than I'm already doing, but one of you named how you weren't necessarily feeling particularly strong about being confirmed this year. And as the time went on this year in confirmation, you started to feel a deeper draw to your faith. And that you felt this tug on your heart, this tug of God that was pulling you in deeper into your faith than ever before. And I thought that was an amazing thing. Another one of you talked about how you could even interpret in a way, taking our gospel lessons in sense, taking those gospel lessons that we hear every day, every Sunday in church, and you could take that modern lens and put it over a gospel and you could pull it from a modern day rap artist, pop singer maybe is more appropriate, hearing their lyrics, as you hand wrote that in your statement of faith, by the way, you know who you are. I loved it. I loved the artist, by the way, but more importantly, I loved that statement of faith and how you could hear in that modern day artist the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow. Just wow. You see how God is already at work right here in this church, right here in this front row, in these confirmands. You see, when we look at this scripture lesson from Matthew, it would appear to be just any ordinary day. It's just a normal day in the life of these people, including the disciples. The people are just gathering up in the morning. They're just doing their normal daily stuff. Maybe they're getting ready to go to the market and grab some items from the market for dinner that night. Or maybe they're preparing things to take to the market to sell. Or maybe they're going out to their field to take care of their animals. Or maybe they're going to work that day to thatch a roof. Whatever it is, it's just an ordinary day in the life of the people. And for the disciples, it's similar. It's just another day. The disciples are sitting and they're gathering with Jesus in that moment. And as they're gathering, they're just listening to Jesus and then get another profound story that Jesus is telling them. But then something happens, and Jesus takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary, extraordinary. Jesus says to the disciples, go into town. There's going to be a donkey in town, and there's going to be a colt tied to the donkey. I want you to go and get them and bring them back to me. Now, I would imagine that the disciples are probably scratching their heads a little bit, and I'm thinking, what is Jesus up to now? Right? They don't know, but Jesus is up to something. And so they go because they are servants of Jesus. And they go into town and they do what Jesus has asked them to do, and they bring the donkey back and the colt back to Jesus. And Jesus says, I'm going to get on this donkey and we're going to ride into town, and you're going to follow me into town. And so, as a good servant would do, they say, wait before you get on that donkey. It's not very comfortable. Let me put a cloak on there so you have a comfortable ride. And so, Jesus begins to ride into town. Now, as the people see Jesus approaching on the donkey, I remind you, this is just an ordinary day in the life of the people. Maybe they see him coming and they don't think much of it at first, but then somebody remembers a prophet that came before and told them that this would happen, that the prophet, the one, would come in this way, on a donkey, riding into town, in this way. And that person remembered it and shouted out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All of a sudden, that ordinary day became extraordinary. In that very moment, the people are extremely happy. So happy they can't contain their joy. This new prophet is the one from Nazareth in Galilee. He is bringing change to them. And he starts with the poor, the unhoused, the lesser of those, the other. That is where he begins. These are the working class people. And Jesus has come to be with them and to bring change. This is indeed a special day. And they have been waiting for him to arrive. And finally, he is here. Praise be to God in the highest heaven. This is the day that the Lord has made. Have you ever experienced this kind of anticipation in your life? Maybe it's when you were waiting for the big phone call. You know, the one after you've interviewed for that big job that you wanted, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then that phone call comes in. Or maybe you're waiting for the email from the bank, the mortgage company that says, yes, you get to buy that new house. Or maybe, just maybe, it was when you're waiting for the text message that says you got the new grandbaby who's arrived today safely. I'm sure we've all had moments of anticipation like that. And maybe they're not all moments of great anticipation, but they're moments of anticipation nonetheless. I want to take a moment, if you'll let me, and share a personal story with you this morning. And it's a little bit about anticipation, but it's also about how God is revealing God's self to us and being open to taking an ordinary, somewhat ordinary day and making it extraordinary. You see, about 16 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with bile duct cancer. For those of you who are not aware, there's only 1 in 1 million cases that are diagnosed. That's how rare it is. Well, when she was diagnosed with this, we went down the road as far as we could with treatment and trying to see if the tumor could be removed. And unfortunately, there wasn't much hope. The doctors did as much as they could, and then they told us that we would just have to try to make her comfortable for whatever remained of her life. So we did the best we could as her family, my two older brothers, my younger sister, my dad, and I. So brought her home, and for a while she was able to stay in the same bed with my dad, and then eventually we had to get her a hospital bed that got set up in our living room, or my father's living room. And one day we were doing a normal visit like we always did. I went to see them and visit with my mom, and all of the family was in the house, and my two brothers and their families, they were out eating in the dining room / kitchen area of the house, and my sister and my dad and myself, the three of us were in with my mom in the living room. And I was sitting closest to my mom at the time, and as I was sitting next to her and trying to have somewhat of a conversation, she just wasn't quite in that, you know, frame of mind to really have much of a conversation, to be honest. But in one of those split moments, she locked eyes with me. And she looked right at me and she said, "You have the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen." I began to cry. And then the fixture and the ceiling in the living room, it must have gotten 10 shades brighter. I looked over, my sister was crying. I looked at my father, I couldn't say a word. He was crying himself. We knew what was coming. We knew that was near the end. Now, it was just a couple weeks later, after she had died, that I was reflecting back on that evening and on that moment that was spent with my mom. And I remember thinking about it pretty intently as I was driving down the highway, and it came to me in that moment, and I thought, when my mom said that to me, she wasn't looking in my eyes. She was seeing the eyes of Jesus. That's how I perceived it. And that light, when it was shining so bright in that moment, that was the Holy Spirit that was in the room with us that evening. It was growing so bright and sharing itself with us and with my mom. You see, it started as an evening just like any other with my mom actively dying. I didn't know, nor did she or my father or sister, that God was going to do something new that evening. My faith changed that night and over the next several weeks and months. My journey was not the same going forward. But I knew something that night. I recognized that for my mother, what she needed at that moment was affirmation. She needed affirmation that Jesus was with her in her struggles with cancer as she was facing death. And I am grateful that I was able to be a servant in that moment for that work. You see, that is the beauty of our faith. We never truly know from one day to the next when God will show up and do a new thing, when God will ask you to be a servant, when God will invite you into a deeper, deeper relationship. Yes, I'm looking at you, confirmands. This congregation knows what I'm talking about. They've had those moments. But there will be times. There will be times when your faith will be challenged and bring you to your knees. I want you to stand up for me a minute, please. And I want you to turn around as you're able. We have one on crutches. She did this yesterday, by the way. She was trying to make my job harder. I want you to look at all these beautiful people out here. When you fall, when you're on your knees, this is your support system. These are the people that you can call upon. They're the ones that will support you. They will lift you up, and they will remind you that you are a beloved child of God. So no matter what you do, you will always be loved by this family. You may sit back down. Amen. Amen.